Hey everyone, this is Hashtag Gotta Start Somewhere. I'm Kate.
And I'm Val, and this is episode 18. Whoop whoop!
Welcome. How are you, Val?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. It's feeling a little weird that we are recording on a different day than usual, and we're recording at night, which is also very unusual for us. So this is the first time for Hashtag Gotta Start Somewhere. And hashtag gotta start somewhere, am I right?
you are right.
Absolutely. We're trying our best out here, folks.
we're trying to survive. And today, it's going to be Love is Blind Mumbo Jumbo.
Woo-woo. Love is Blind Mumbo Jumbo. Let's start with the part one of the episodes that came out. I believe they came out on the 24th. Let's go ahead and start on part one, and let's go ahead and start on the couple, Micah and Paul.
Okay.
Where do we start?
Okay, so can we just talk about them individually for a second? So I guess Let me start with Micah.
Great.
I cannot stand her.
Who can?
Honestly. So I know that she picked Paul. Here's the thing. She was feeling Kwame for like the first like two episodes or however long the 48 hours that the experiment started. And then she switched her tone to Paul. What happened when she switched her tone to Paul?
I think it was kind of a game for her in the sense of I think she liked having the control of both guys and she was kind of playing both guys like that. And I felt like she knew that Kwame was like super interested in her. So then I feel like Paul wasn't maybe as interested in her. So I think she felt that like, oh, I need him also to be interested. And I felt like it was kind of a game to her because she really played like both of them, I feel like, because she was telling Kwame, well, like, you have to pick me. And then he said it. And then she was like, oh, I prefer Paul, because Paul wasn't giving her the time of day at that point like him.
And then I think that when Kwame was like, all right, I'm good. She was like, whoa, okay, so he's out. So now I guess my choice is Paul.
Right. Obviously. And maybe if Kwame would have been like, nah, man, I really like you. I wonder if it would have been different. But I just feel like she kind of had this thing for Paul because she couldn't like he didn't seem as like obsessed over her, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, and then Paul, wasn't he also talking to a really cool girl at the time?
He was talking to that one brunette.
The flight attendant.
Yeah, she was cute. The brunette. Mm-hmm. She was cuties.
She was so cuties and so nice. And meanwhile, you have Micah, Miss Mean Girl. And
do you think that Micah reacted good? Like, do you think that her first impression of Paul was genuine? Do you think that she, like, expected somebody else? What do you think?
That was the one thing I was actually okay with. If she was acting or not, she seemed like, okay, she seemed
he's like an attractive in Paul. Person. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What about you? Same?
Yeah, same. Although I get the feeling that she likes the black boys because of what we see after with Kwame.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first four episodes, I don't think that they were intimate. Did they say that they were intimate? I don't think they've been intimate yet.
They have. They said that they had in the second part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That they had finally gotten intimate and she was like, it was really nice. And he was like, yeah, it was really great. So
I kind of respect that of her.
I do
that
too.
She did not put out on the first night just because it's a show, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And not everybody has to have like that like first attraction of zing, you know? I mean, technically you're falling in love with their voice and their mind. So I guess it takes a little bit to get used to the other person's like personal, you know, appearance and stuff.
Because you could tell she still seemed like seems into him and he seems into her, but they kind of just had like an understanding of like when it happens, I guess. And then, like, mm-hmm. when it did happen, they were like, yeah, it was really great. So, yeah, I'm totally, like, that's I have respect for her in that sense. Yeah. I guess.
Do you want to talk about the pool party, or do you want to go through all the couples first?
Let's get into the main thing, which is Irina and Micah.
Okay, so let's talk about that, and then I want to talk about the pool party.
Great.
Okay.
So I have a theory, and I'm sure you've seen it on TikTok, how these girls tried to get on another reality show, and Love is Blind was kind of the last one, and they picked this one for TV time. And I will say probably more Irina than Micah. Irina was just so obviously like not in it for anything, and it's disgusting. Like, she's a disgusting human.
Yeah. Okay. So what show did they try to go on?
I don't think that's out, but people are like speculating, oh, they probably tried for, you know, Too Hot to Handle or some other type show like that, and then realized, hey, they can't get on this show or they can't get on this type of show, so they might as well try to get on this show for TV time. It's not something that's like crazy to think about. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody wants to get their 5 minute of fame.
Yeah. And when they were in the like girls' quarters and they were being little mean girls and making their little comment, that's all for your TV. You just want TV.
And not only that, but they really got their asses chewed. It just took me back to like high school. Yes. Where it was just like really clingy. And I thought that we were at a stage where it's like women supporting women. Obviously, like, it's kind of odd. That whole situation is odd. Like, you're dating different people, like the same females are liking, you know, the same right. guys, and or different females liking the same guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get that there's going to be shade. But what these girls did just took it over the top. And some can say, oh, that's like a defense mechanism. Maybe it was like odd for her. Or she felt a little awkward. And, you know, she was smirking and smiling. You know how sometimes like a quiet person comes off as a bitch because, you know, she's just reserved. I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think that she had any shyness in her, and that was just, you know, like that was her defense mechanism coming out. I think that she exactly. was just being a really mean girl, her and Micah. And yeah. both of them mean are really ugly, like physically, they're really yes. ugly. Goody for Micah, like nothing that Micah has done has made me think that she's a nice human.
No. She is the first one to be like, oh, yeah, talking to another guy, telling this other man who she drug along in the pods, like, oh, we have an energetic connection, and then be yelling at Irina for, like, saying something, how she's attracted to Paul. But it's like, but you just did the same thing, and, like, you're no better. Like, I wouldn't want you as my friend.
Either.
Yeah. So, although, like, you're not I did better like it than Irina in that sense.
Yeah. But not by much.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Like, so, okay. All right, let's go to the pool party. That's really when their true colors came out.
Yes.
Like, yes. It was really uncomfortable to watch. And
it was great reality TV.
It was so good. And here's the thing, and I don't want to sound like I am bashing them, but how dare these two mediocre girls that think that have just the disrespect to their other castmates. I like, I'm all for you thinking you are like the hottest thing in the world, et cetera, et cetera. But come on, you're not. And it was just so...
I think if they were different females, it would just be a completely different discussion we're having. But they are so ugly on the inside that it's like, I just don't feel bad sitting here and bashing you because, like, you're not a good person. Neither of you are good people. And I think a lot of it, too, again, the pool party going back to, like, they want their screen time, both of them. Mm-hmm. And Irina showing up in that fucking bathing suit with like her boobs all the way out. Fine, more power to you, girl. But again, it goes back to that like mean girl thing of like, no, you're just fucking gross. You just like want to be here in this scene. And like, you think you're interesting, but you're fucking not. And like, get off my screen. I don't want to see you. Like, yeah, it's good reality TV, but like, no, I don't want to see you anymore on my screen. And so like with Irina, I feel like that really was like, oh, she wanted screen time. I do think Micah has feelings for Paul, but I knew Irina didn't have anything for Zach. That was all to get to the next level. Kind of like that girl, Shayna.
Oh, Shayna. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. Can you imagine what Irina was thinking when she saw Zach? She's like, oh, I done fucked up.
Okay, so when you always say you have secondhand embarrassment watching things, that's what I did. I was like watching it like through my fingers, like, oh no. Like it was so awkward. And I was like, yo, you can't even act. You can't act a little bit. No, she was, oh my
God.
And
with her, she just, they were just, it was so cringe. They were both so like dumbfounded. Okay. And honestly, I don't think that Irina was what Zach pictured either.
No.
I don't think there's any attraction on Zach's side.
No.
And here's the thing. I don't have anything negative about Zach. I think he fucked up picking her and not picking Bliss initially. Right. But I think that he was nice. He was trying, you know, he was trying it out. And I like that he had self-respect to be like, okay, let's just call it. Like, clearly you're not into me. I'm trying to kiss you. You called me a cartoon boy. How disrespectful.
Extremely. Like, okay, you're just going to keep trying me. Like, yeah, we're done. I'm really glad he made that call. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna call it. That's such like a lawyer thing to do, by the way. like, no, this just isn't working. We're calling it. Like, just so straight and to the point. Like, we're done here. Thank God, because that was just like, that was just so cringy to watch them together. And then her, when she was like talking to Paul, Irina was talking to Paul, and like, ugh.
And that's supposed to be your home girl.
That's what I mean. And that's why I said, like, I would not want either of these bitches to be my friend because Irina did it to Micah, and then Micah is currently doing it to, yeah, okay, Chelsea's not her friend, but like, yo, you're like legit flirting hardcore with this man, like at my birthday party. This is in part two, and we'll get to that. But, and at the pool, you're like holding his hand at the pool. That, let's get into that.
That 20-minute conversation. I was also like, oh, no, girl, what is you doing?
No, no.
And like, I get there was alcohol involved. And here's the thing. Kwame and Micah do have an attraction. There's a connection there.
They do. 100%.
Like, I don't like Kwame either, but I can't deny there is a chemistry there.
They do have a chemistry, 100%. Why are y'all having this conversation? And if it were me, that shit would have been cut real quick.
Here's the thing. Either I would have been like, what are you doing? Or I'm calling it. I don't have time for this foolishness on national TV.
Well, and she thought she did that in the room when she was like, you know, you need to let it go. And they had that little,
oh my God, that was so awkward. Thing. Like, and I he was gives like, me SK vibes to the fullest.
Because he's black and African.
Yeah. No, bitch, because he looks like a dog.
No, I know, but he really is.
He was on Married at First Sight 6 years ago. Yes. There's a TikTok video of him. Yes. Listen, husband, I know you don't listen to this, but I have my sources.
She has her sources and she's citing.
Okay, so TikTok Drina Andre. Mm-hmm. Posted a little clip of Kwame being on Married at First Sight, and there he is.
Oh my God.
So
I just love these internet sleuths.
But I'm calling him a dog because like he's out here, and first of all, I'm triggered by your little SK comment because he's such a dog, okay? Like he's over here freaking He's over here fucking flirting with Micah in front of Chelsea, okay? Clearly being a whore. And I just don't know. I don't even know. Like, he's going to break her heart. I'm seeing it. And the thing is, she, like, fell way over a heel way too fast.
Oh, yeah. No. She is, first of all, it's so clear how she's way more into him than he is. And
but do you think she's doing it for show or no?
No, bro. I think she really loves
I think
him.
There's like legit connection.
Yeah, I think she really loves him. Like, and she's, you know, she's 30 and what does she have to waste? Like, this is like, she went into this experiment wanting something to happen and for things to succeed. So like that, to me, that's not fake at all.
Yeah. And she was the second choice and Kwame was always her first choice.
I always feel so weird about it. And even on like previous Love is Blind seasons when like the Mallory and she ended up with Saul, but it was Mallory and the other black dude.
The other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that married Ayana.
Yeah.
They got a divorce.
They're divorced. Right. Yeah. So I always feel so weird. Like there's always some underlying like.
Sal ended up being a fuckboy too. He broke my heart.
Super fuckboy. Yeah. No, yeah, he was the worst. He was a, what's the word I'm looking for? A fraud. He was a fraud.
He was a fraud. Oh my God. Because at least with was it Bartiste? Was that season or am I mixing?
No, that was the season before.
Okay.
Bartiste was season 3. Sal was season 2.
Well, there was another fuckboy that at least we knew he was a fuckboy from the start. Yeah, I guess Bartiste was a fuckboy from the start. Yeah.
Oh, he was such a fuckboy from the start. And I think, and he was interested in Raven first.
Yeah.
And then went to the pool party and was trying to get at her.
Okay, I'm never going to a pool party with my husband.
No. The only way I'm going to a pool party is if, like, I'm in the corner with my binoculars watching everything unfold. I do not want to be involved, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. So let's go to the next one. I mean, I guess Jackie and Marshall. Yo. Oh, my. We really haven't discussed them at all. But she's a fucking ticking time bomb.
But I fucking love her. I'm sorry. There's something about her. I just love her.
She's
rough around the edges. You could tell she comes from some fucked up shit and she's just like got it out the mud. You can tell she just has a lot of unresolved issues, but like she's real. She's like a real person. And that's what I like.
She is. And she's a little psychotic as well.
Yeah, very. I'm not denying that, but I love her. And I love when they were doing the little interview at the pool and she was like, Zach is just a weirdo and Irina's the peasant. And I'm like, yes, bitch. Yes. Thank you for that. And the way that she was sitting there and the camera just zoomed on her, like excellent editing. Thank you for that.
Honestly, she was a real one because she looked like she almost cursed Irina and Micah out. She was like, oh, they're mean girls. Mm-hmm. Mean girls. Seems like a loyal girl.
She does, but you can tell she's
friend-wise, not like.
Right, and you can tell she is into the bad boys, and you can tell she's been in nothing but toxic relationships with toxic men, and that's why, like,
and she comes from a really toxic family.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel bad because Marshall is, like, a nice guy.
Marshall can get it.
Ew, no.
He reminds me of the famous Jet Jackson. Rest in peace, famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So that's, that's, like, the only reason, like, that I think he's cutie. But You know what? Homie has some fucking swag, okay? Because he's like, oh, I'm not leaving here without her. And then the other guy, Joe. Was that
Josh?
Josh. Okay, so I have a...
Yuck.
So I... Oh, my God. This is why I hate social media at times.
Oh, no.
I saw a TikTok, okay, of Jackie and Josh at a baseball game.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that's the problem with these shows, because social media...
And like, okay, so let's, okay, are we going to say anything about Tiffany and Brett? Because I want to get to the second part.
Tiffany and Brett are why the experiment is the way it is. They seem to be really happy and in love. And they're not good for reality TV drama, but they're good for the experiment. So
yeah, and I truly believe like.
They're going to say I do.
Okay.
All right,
so let's
move on.
Yeah, we got to talk about the second half.
Right.
So, okay, I want to...
Zach.
Okay, let's talk about Zach.
Running back to Bliss.
To Bliss. which honestly, that needed to be the first choice. Like,
yes,
yo, Bliss's opinion of Irina is like was totally on par. Yeah. Homie, she baked you cupcakes and Irina forgot.
Like, and Irina and tried asking her for a candle.
So I personally, I thought that their interactions were very awkward, but you can tell that they hung out, you know, obviously, like, they, you know, they moved in together or whatever the case may be. And one comment where she goes, you know, I just don't have any more tears to cry. Can you imagine all the fights that they must have had, like, off camera? Like, if she's saying, I don't have any more tears to cry, then, bitch, why are you with him?
Yeah, that, again, I feel like this goes back to being the second choice. I feel like that could really get in your head. I know it would get in my head because you're thinking like, yeah, I know, I told you so. And then that's always at the back of your head. Like, I wasn't the first choice. And unfortunately, in order to move forward from that, like, you're going to have to get over that. And some women may not be able to get over that. With her, I thought the way she handled it was just like, and you can tell, like, she's such a better woman than her, like, by a long shot, because she was like, it's his choice. Like, I can't do anything about it. Like, it's his choice at the end of the day. It has nothing to do with me, blah, blah, blah. Like, she just handled it so, like, gracefully.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm glad, like, I'm obviously glad he came to his senses in that sense, but also it was just like, come on, dude, like, you knew that was the right answer. And I was like, what was it with Irina?
Yeah, and you know, it makes me sad for her. It makes me sad for Bliss, because you can tell that she's a genuine,
very,
like, a very, like, genuine person. And how do you come back from something like that?
Yeah,
bro. I personally wouldn't be in a relationship, because, like you said, it's always at the back of your mind. And how do you move on from something like that? 10 years down the line, I was your second choice.
Right.
We're all spiteful. Like, we all say things that we don't mean. So,
And that's what I mean. Unless you're able to fully let that go, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And do you think she's going to say yes or no? I think she's going to say no.
I don't know.
And I think Zach is going to say no.
Really?
Yeah,
I think they're both gonna say no. I don't know. I haven't gotten a feel whether yes or no on them yet.
Yeah, I guess.
But I was dying when he was on the fucking front of the boat, and his hair was like a huge mess. And everyone's like, "Yo, why did editing have to do this to him? Like, he looked like a mad scientist out there."
Oh my god! Yeah. He was. He's. I like him. Let's see what they say. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's, like, super genuine. His upbringing story is, like, very sad, and it's nice that he's, like, made something of himself.
And he just started his own practice.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we talk about Micah and her friends?
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing this up. What the fuck was that? Oh, my God. Trolls.
Okay. Trolls. Okay, and here's the thing. Obviously, they are best friends. We are best friends. But if I'm in an experiment and I'm coming out and you're meeting my fiance for the first time, I am not going to let you disrespect him, especially not on camera.
Correct.
You respect and you defend your fiance.
Correct.
How are you? And then Paul is like, oh, well, I don't really care what she thinks. And then she tells him, what do you mean you don't care? Like, he just met her. She is literally a nobody to him.
Nothing to him.
So, yeah. And, you know, he might be a little awkward because he's a scientist or whatever. But I found it so disrespectful. And I was like, I bet you wouldn't. I bet you would defend Kwame if Kwame was there.
I know. There is something between her and Kwame that's, like, electric, like she said, unfortunately.
Oh, you're right. She did say it was electric. Oh, my God.
If I was Chelsea's birthday party.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Like, here they go in the corner again on my birthday. Like, what a slap in the face.
Okay, so here's the thing. So first you guys have a 20-minute conversation at the pool, and then you guys go off at her birthday party. That's disgusting.
It's extremely disrespectful. Like you said, there's no denying that they have some sort of connection, but you need to walk that shit up.
Break up with your significant other and then plot twist, get together.
Exactly. So that is, I'm curious to see how that goes. And Kwame is just so selfish in the sense of like how he's like, oh, I'm giving up whatever and I'm compromising everything.
Yeah. Well, how is he compromising like, more than her? Like they're both compromising. And then he made a little comment about her dog and he's like, now I'm a dog dad. Like it's just too much too fast. Homie, like, what the fuck did you think going on a reality TV show? Like I'm confused.
Right. People have dogs. Adults have dogs.
And here's the thing.
His apartment was so fucking gross and she handled it like such a champ. I was like no. My face would have just been like, the cameras would have like zoomed to my face.
She said no at the altar. Okay. You.
Oh.
If that was you.
Oh, I was like, damn, how'd you get that spoiler?
No.
Think she is saying no.
Who, Chelsea?
If it keeps going down this road,
I hope she says no. Just for her self-esteem. She deserves better. Like her self-love.
Exactly. You know, and it's hard out here too when you're in your 30s and you're single and, you know, you think you only have so much time left, which is like fucked up because it's like everyone's story is different. But like, it sucks. Like if you are in that and you just wasted a bunch of time with this person and like time, energy. And
here's the thing. Why aren't all these people that want to just want to be little sluts, just go ahead and go on a reality TV show like Love Island or something along those lines.
Or Too Hot to Handle or whatever.
Or Too Hot to Handle, something slutty like that. Come on. Right.
It's weird. Oh, so back to like Marshall and Jackie. I just think when she's like, you're not aggressive enough, that's how you can tell she's been in like toxic relationships, because he was like, I've been in relationships with girls like this and I know how it goes. And they always say they want a nice guy and then they get the nice guy and they don't want the nice guy anymore because they're used to dealing with like fuck boys. And that just like really broke my heart because he is a really good guy. Like he is a catch.
Okay. And how she was saying, it's just, you're not a man enough. We don't even have sex.
Oof.
Okay. And then he retaliated by saying, you're just a project to me.
Oh my God. Burn. She deserves that 100%.
She's a little psycho.
She is. She's a psycho, but I fucking love her.
And clearly, I don't think they're going to last if homie went to the baseball game with Josh.
No, clearly. Like, thanks
a lot.
And
he looks like a fuckboy, too. Maybe, you know, you get what you get, homie. You know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're into that fuckboy shit, like, go ahead, girl. Like, you don't deserve someone like Marshall. Oh, and that hole he left for the night and slept somewhere else, when he picked up that suitcase, it was like, I'm like, you don't got nothing in that suitcase, my man. Editing really did you wrong with that. You didn't go anywhere, buddy, okay? You're too nice to go anywhere.
Let's go down the list and let's see, like, what's your prediction?
Okay.
So, Micah Paul.
No, I think they're both going to say no.
I think they're both going to say no, too.
Okay.
Okay, Chelsea and Kwame.
Well, I think Kwame is going to say no, and I think she's going to say yes.
Same.
Yeah.
Zach and Bliss.
Yeah, I don't really have a read on them yet.
I don't have a read on them either, but I think she's going to say no, because I don't think that she's going to be able to, like, surpass being second.
Right. And you think he's going to say no, too?
I think Zach's going to say – is that his name? Zach. Yeah, I think he's going to say no.
Okay. But then, yeah, maybe they'll, like, date afterwards or something.
Yeah, they'll date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Brett, yes.
Tiffany and Brett are an absolutely yes. And is that it?
No, and Jackie and Marshall. Jackie.
Yeah, they're a no.
They're a both no.
He might say yes, but she might say no. But maybe he won't say yes.
I hope he says no.
I hope he says no, too. He might not. Like, I'm kind of trying him a little bit with that because he is a nice guy, but no, he's probably going to say no.
Don't try my boy like that.
He's just, I don't know. Like, he's nice, but I'm just like,
yeah,
I
but
don't
like,
know.
he's
like a
like
little too corny nice for me. Like, I don't
I
know.
Like
I kind
that.
Of agree in the sense of like,
be more
like, be a
aggressive.
little more manly. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Not that you can't, like, and don't get me wrong, him, you know, cooking her breakfast and stuff, like those, like, really nice gestures. That's what I mean. Like, he's a really good guy and he's a really good catch and he deserves someone not as psycho as Jackie.
Oh, Jackie.
Gosh.
A woman
psycho
after
Jackie.
Our own heart.
Oh, gosh. Well, the next episodes come out this week and I'm not going to be able to watch them until like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, watch them on the plane.
Oh, yeah. I could.
Yeah.
This season has been fantastic. I have loved every minute of it. It's probably my favorite season.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the cast is chef's kiss.
Yeah.
I'm
great
here for
job,
all the
editors
messiness.
And casting.
I'm here for everything.
It's so great.
I'm here for all the shit talking, the meanness.
I love it. I know you're living for it, which is so funny because this show has turned into like a drama reality show when it's literally supposed to be.
And
a
people
show
are obsessed.
About
okay, so I'm not going to lie. I think I might subscribe to Moms and Mysteries Patreon episode of Love is Blind just to hear their take on it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, support our girls. It's only $5 for one time for the month. So I
think
I'm going to do
it. Maybe I'll do that because I did hear them talking about it.
Because they love it. They love
because, it. Because it's funny because they are the opposites like you and me.
Yes.
When it comes to reality TV. So Mandy.
Okay, but not anymore because now you're into trashy TV. Below Deck, Jersey Shore, Love is Blind.
Yeah. Those are my three trashy shows.
And I only have Housewives trashy shows, so we're even. All right. Well, anything else, my love?
Well, since we were talking about messy couples for the past 30 minutes, I wanted to end us off on a high note with saying one thing that we love about our spouse.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm dying. Okay, you go first.
So I thought about it earlier, and one thing that I love is his ability to make me laugh, like truly, truly laugh. Like if he makes a noise, if like an inside joke, a little like gesture that he does that I only know, like it just cracks me up every time. And it's like a true, genuine laugh. Like I've been sick all week and he's just been like making me laugh when I feel like shit. So that's like one thing I really appreciate.
Oh, I love that. Shout out to the husband. What do I appreciate about my husband? Well, I appreciate a lot, but I don't know. I think he's an amazing husband and he just is an amazing father. And I appreciate him being a father because, you know, it takes a lot to be a dad. And I think he's a great dad. And I appreciate that about him.
He is a good dad.
Yeah. So
he is. So amen to that.
Amen to that.
And with that being said, wherever you're listening, I hope you have a great rest of your day, night, evening.
Until next time. Bye. Yeah.